I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, to the sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And believe me when I tell you, we have a wonderful, wonderful weekend to be talking about sports. Obviously, Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the great fathers out there. Mike, myself included. And you know what? That means U.S. Open golf and the country club looks to be all that and a bag of chips. It's a very, very daunting task out there. The guys are not ripping up the course by any means. If anything, the course is ripping them up. We've got NHL Stanley Cup playoffs to talk about with the Avalanche literally just opening a can of whoop-ass up on the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then, obviously, the big one. It's over. It's over. It's done. The Boston Celtics are not the NBA champions. The Golden State Warriors are the NBA champions. Good morning, Mike Wilson. I know that doesn't make you happy, but it's facts, brother. It is what it is.
It exactly is what it is. And Boston has no one to blame but themselves for a lot of the mess that they got themselves into and in the last, what, three games of that series. But look, it is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to every dad out there. And you know what? Even the moms that have to double as dads, they deserve a little bit of grace today as well. But the U.S. Open's going. You know, that's a Father's Day tradition in this country, man.
I feel you, brother, and I'm not going to have that experience with my dad because obviously he's in Milwaukee. I'm out here. But anyways, it is what it is. We got to take a break. On the other side, John Poulter, a professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you. You can do the same, by the way. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, let's hook up with the real John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk some NHL hockey, and especially when the Stanley Cup playoffs are happening. And right now, the Cup, it looks pretty one-sided at this moment in time, and the Avalanche really taking it to the Lightning. John, good morning, my friend. Is this what you expected or what?
Yeah, good morning, Andy. Yes and no. I expected Colorado to take both games in Denver. I've said all along, I think this is a home ice series. So to use your phrase, until somebody breaks serve, I think we're running according to Hoyle. What has shocked me is primarily the dominance that Colorado showed in Game 2 on Saturday night. It was like men playing against boys, quite frankly. I have not seen this edition of the Tampa Bay Lightning look so disorganized, so disoriented, so out of touch with how the game is played. If I was John Cooper, I think I'd be very, very concerned. Interesting thing is that Tampa Bay has just not been getting any shots. In Game 1, they had 23 shots, and in Game 2, they had only 16. And when you're playing against a team like Colorado, that few number of shots are not going to get you an awful lot of goals. What was very interesting with Colorado on Saturday night was that they did all of this without any major contribution goal-wise from their best player, Nathan MacKinnon. But, you know, when MacKinnon had the puck, he was pretty dominant with it, and the speed at which that team moves is incredible. And we've always thought that Tampa Bay was a quick team, but when you see them play against Colorado, they're second, they're definitely second best in terms of speed. So I think it's been a real eye-opener from that standpoint, Andy.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
Happy Father's Day to you and all that
and
kind of
you.
Stuff. But thank you. But, you know, I'm watching these first two games of the Stanley Cup Final, and I am blown away by just how fast and quick Colorado is. I mean, I knew that they were good. I did know that they were fast. But when you see it, like when you see it on the television, it really blows you away. And then on Saturday night, they just take Tampa Bay to the woodshed. Compared to the first game, where you know, it went overtime and Colorado wins it on a great shot. But where's the final really at? I mean, is it going to be this way like it was on Saturday night, or is it somewhere in between the first two games of what we may see come to fruition in Tampa Bay?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that it's going to be less like Saturday night than anything, because that was a one-off. Tampa Bay is just too good of a hockey team to play like that another three times, another twice, and lose two games. You know, Andy often uses the tennis term holding serve, and I think that probably is a key factor here. I really don't think this series is going to sway one way or the other until somebody wins a game in the other team's rink. And if Colorado can go to Tampa and win one game there and go home 3-1, then obviously the odds are big time with them, given how we've seen them play in Denver. If Tampa Bay comes back like they did against the Rangers and plays very well at home and wins two games, then we've got a 2-2 series. We've got a best 2 out of 3, and we all know that anything can happen in that situation. But I think probably what we're looking at, Mike, more down the road is more of what we saw in Game 1. But Game 1 was also a little bit odd in that the first period in Game 1 on Wednesday night, Colorado was also extremely dominant in that game. They were up 3-1 after a period. Then Tampa Bay got their legs. Tampa Bay came back and played a superior second period. It was tied at 3-3. Then we had a very even third period. And then we had that short overtime, and to your point, a good goal to win it in overtime. So, you know, is it somewhere in between? Yeah, probably, but I think it's a lot close. I think what we're going to see is a lot closer to what we saw in Game 1 on Wednesday than it is to what we saw in Game 2 on Saturday. I just don't see Tampa Bay playing that badly for another two games. I just don't see it happening. They're just too good of a hockey club. They're too well coached. Got too many great players. And they've usually got great goaltending. And he had an off night last night in Vasilevsky, but he was left alone an awful lot. He made some great saves. It could have been 11 or 12 to nothing without him.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. And that's where I was going, was Vasilevsky. This guy has been so unbelievable. And then you have a performance like he had on Saturday night. How does this guy rebound? I'll be honest with you, John. I mean, we always talk about pitchers having a short memory, right? I got to assume it's a pretty similar situation for Vasilevsky here with how he's been so solid. And then all of a sudden, it was like the floodgates were open.
I think that's exactly what it is, Andy. To your point, it's like a starting pitcher or a closer. You got to forget your last game. Remember what made you good. You know, we've heard Cooper and a lot of the Tampa Bay players talk many times about the belief they have in each other to come back, the belief they have in each other to do their jobs. They have been behind in three of the four series now that they've played. The only one they weren't behind in, of course, was the Florida series that they swept in four straight games. They've spoken many times about coming back from being down in a series and the belief they have in each other. And to your point, this is a team that's a two-time champion in a cap era and a flat cap era at that. So that, to me, says an awful lot about where this team is coming from. I can't see him playing that badly again. But on the other hand, as I just said, he was left alone so many times last night. He bailed out his team in some respects. It could have easily been 11 or 12 nothing on Saturday night. I don't see him playing two bad games in a row, and I don't see Tampa Bay playing two bad games in a row. So I think come Monday night in Tampa, we're going to see quite a different Tampa Bay Lightning, and I think we're going to see a much tighter hockey game. And also on the same thing on Wednesday night, I think that's going to be tight as well.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking NHL Stanley Cup Finals at the moment. And, you know, I want to just say this. I always say you can't underestimate the heart of a champion. And I'm not counting the Lightning out quite yet, but I'll tell you what, you go down 3-0 to this Avalanche team, and I would have to say all bets are off, and I would be saying, wow, I can't believe we're going to be looking at a sweep potentially. So I think that ultimately is going to be heavy on Tampa Bay's mind first and foremost, we don't want to get swept. Second of all, you're the two-time defending champion. Like, their backs are up against it here, John. If they ever could use a performance, it's coming in Game 3. And I would anticipate, like you're anticipating, it's going to be absolute chaos. It's going to be total pandemonium in that stadium. And for the Avalanche to go there and win a Game 3, to go up 3-0, I would just – that would be – It would be monumental. It would be unbelievable to me if they can go and do that. That would show me that the Avalanche are who the Avalanche are exactly who we thought they were.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. You know, keep in mind too that the Avalanche have not lost a game on the road this playoff. I think they're 7-0. So we're going to find out on Monday night just how deep these two teams are. I think we all know that Game 3 in any game, in any seven game series, whatever sport you're in, is a key game, because if the series is tied at 1, you're looking to take that swing game to give yourself home court, home field, home ice advantage. If you're up 2-0, you're looking to lock it down. If you're down 2-0, you're looking to get back into it. So Game 3 is always critical, but I think in this particular case, because of the way that Tampa Bay lost the first game when they came back and then lost in overtime, and then last night, Saturday night, absolutely demolished. It's very, very important for them to come back and put up a good showing on Monday night, and I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I think there's too many seasoned veterans on that team. There's too many stars on that team to not do it that way. But to your point, if they do happen to lose, even if it's a tight game and they lose on Monday night, they're in big, big trouble, because I don't see anybody beating Colorado 4 straight. I think beating them 4 out of 5 is going to be awfully tough. So obviously beating them 4 straight if you go down 3-0 is going to be extremely tough. But, hey, it's still early days yet. Cooper has said twice, hey, we lost a game, not the series. And until they go down 3-0, you know, let's not underestimate them. We've seen them come back before.
Yeah, and like we've all said, you can never underestimate the heart of a champion. At the end of the day, they still are the champs, and got to win 4 games on them to make that not be the case. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back, and we'll switch gears. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now. with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you. You can do the same. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Talking to John Poulter, a professor of sports. We just got done talking about the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Now time to move on and talk some Major League Baseball. As we look around the league and obviously the standings, they continue to look pretty similar in the sense of the New York Yankees. 49 victories already on the season, almost at that 50 mark. It's really impressive, let's be honest. They just don't lose. Like, they just never lose. I feel like last week when we talked, they had 16 losses. And this week at the same time, they still got 16 losses. It's absolutely insane how they are just ripping up on the league in general. The Twins, they continue to hang on. But it looks like Cleveland is going to give them more than the White Sox, at least at this moment in time. We'll see how that continues. Houston, they just go about their business. Now it looks like the Angels are kind of moving their way down that list a little bit. And the Rangers all of a sudden are there, but they're not really there because they're not even 500 yet. So Houston may be in the same situation as maybe like St. Louis and Milwaukee, where not playing anybody all that great in their division. But it is what it is. The Mets, they seem to keep a hold of things in their division. Atlanta playing all right now. They've seemed to figure things out, although I know they've lost a couple in a row. St. Louis, like I mentioned just before, they're on top of the Brewers by a game. I think this is going to be fun to watch these two battle it out neck and neck throughout the season. And then you go down to the National League West, and it's the Padres and the Dodgers neck and neck, only a half a game behind, and San Francisco only three games behind that. So things are relatively tight so far, John. And I mean, now we're about what, almost 60 games into the season. So the sample size is getting larger and larger by the day.
It is. And you talk about the New York Yankees, and you're quite correct when you talk about the fact that when we talked last week, they had 16 losses, and they actually did, because they're 9-1 in their last 10, and those nine wins are in a row. So 7 days ago, they played seven less games. So yes, they're going at a pace that's absolutely unbelievable. They've been here in Toronto since Friday. They've handled the Blue Jays very easily, both Friday night and Saturday night. Yankees on a pace to have the best record ever in terms of wins. On a pace for 122 wins. The major league record is 116. That 116 having been reached twice, the Seattle Mariners, I believe, in 2001, and the Chicago Cubs way, way back in 1906. And the Cubs probably were, if you look at it on a percentage basis, the Cubs would be a better team because they played a much shorter schedule in those days. But Yankees on pace to win 122 games, and that's that's just a phenomenal number when you look at it. And you know, they keep finding these ways to pull games out. They're crushing people, but they're also in tight games, and they're winning them in the bottom of the ninth inning. I was watching their game with Tampa Bay the other night, and it was 1-1 going to the ninth inning. I think it was Thursday night. It was 1-1 in the bottom of the ninth, and all of a sudden you just kind of knew when the Yankees came up that they were going to find a way to win it. They've done that a couple of times against the Blue Jays in earlier series this season. I think it's just one of those years where everything is working out for them, and the rest of the division is kind of spending a lot of time beating each other up. But just a really, really good baseball team. And, you know, you talked about leads, division leads earlier, and Yankees are up by 12. The Astros are up by 9. That's two pretty good leads where I'm sitting. You add the other four divisions together, and the total lead of all four, if you added all four leads up, you'd get 10 games. So that'll tell you how good the Yankees and the Astros have been compared to the rest of baseball. But I think we're at a state of the season now where that sample size is big enough to kind of say you are what you are, and that's a pretty impressive baseball team at Yankee Stadium.
You know, excuse me, John, you know, in a couple of weeks, I'm bringing my son to Chicago, and then we're going to Boston to watch his Red Sox. You know, we get to take in two of the most iconic stadiums, you know, in the country, in Wrigley and Fenway, but we're not going to necessarily see two of the most iconic teams that are playing right now. You know, Boston's playing better. My son's excited as all get out. See his Red Sox, go to Fenway, even go to Wrigley, the whole thing. But realistically, where is this Red Sox team at? I mean, I know they're four games up on being 500, but they're 14 and a half games behind the Yankees, who are just so good. And we're going to see Red Sox and Yankees at Fenway, so that'll be fun. But just how far away are the Red Sox in terms of being a challenger for a wild card, a playoff position?
Well, if you're going to see the Red Sox and the Yankees, I hope you're taking a sleeping bag, because that's pretty much guaranteed to be a four-hour ball game after what we've seen over the last couple of decades. You know, I'm not sure Boston's a playoff team, but you know, you look at the playoff, you look at the postseason standings right now, Boston, Toronto and Tampa would be three of the leading teams to get in there, given the expanded format. Boston's 12-4 this month, so to your point, they're starting to pick it up a little bit, and you think 12-4 is a pretty good month until you look at the Yankees, and they're 15-1. Cleveland's 12-4 as well, so let's not discount the Guardians when we talk about good records. Atlanta's 14-2, and even Philadelphia, who we gave up for dead a few weeks ago, are 15-2. And I believe that since their new manager took over, they're something like 14-1 or 15-2, something along those lines. So some of these teams are going to kind of get back into this. But are Boston a postseason team? They might be. Do I see them going far in the postseason? No, because I still don't think Boston has any depth in their pitching staff whatsoever. We all know that once you get to the postseason, you're looking at depth in pitching. And, you know, Boston, I believe, are 10-14 in games against teams that are 500 or better. And as we've talked many times, once you get to the postseason, there shouldn't be any patsies. They should all be above 500 teams. So I think that's going to be a little bit tough for the Red Sox. Looking at Chicago, I think Chicago's just trying to become respectable again. It's funny how things go, you know, that the Dodgers and the Angels both started out really, really quickly. So Los Angeles was a good baseball town. The Angels have fallen back a little bit. Both the Yankees and the Mets have been consistent all year. And in Chicago, both teams have been very disappointing. So it's kind of funny how that works sometimes, but you're going to get to see two iconic stadiums. And when you think about stadiums in baseball, obviously they're the two oldest. And just to tell you how old those are, the third oldest stadium being used in Major League Baseball today is Dodger Stadium, which I believe was opened in 1964. So, you know, we're talking two stadiums that are 50 years older than everything else.
You know, I've been to Wrigley a couple times, and it's very interesting how the ball either carries or the ball gets knocked right down. And obviously when the wind is going out, balls just sail out of there. Balls that look like routine pop flies find their way to the outfield. They find their way out of the park. It's really bizarre. You're going to have fun. Have you ever been there before, Mike? Yes or no?
I have been to Chicago. I've been walked around Wrigley, but I've never been inside Wrigley. So this is going to be a great trip for everybody.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I don't know what it is. John, have you been there before?
No, I'm like Mike. I've been to Chicago. I've been outside of Wrigley Field, and we were going to take a tour, but it was the day that Dusty Baker was being appointed manager. They were having the press conference, so it was closed to the public, and it was one of the things I kind of looked forward to when we were going to Chicago, that the timing just wasn't right. But I'd love to take in a game there just for the atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, you feel that nostalgia. You really do, you know, and then there's an opportunity for the ball to get stuck in the leaves out there against the wall. And, you know, it kind of brings you back to like that old school feeling a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I've been there a couple few times. I'm not much, but it's definitely fun. And it's an interesting environment, that's for sure. And hopefully the wind is going out, because you'll see a lot of balls fly out of the park then. John, we're up against it, obviously. Appreciate you so much. Can't wait to catch up with you next week. However, I'm going to be gone. Mike, are you around next week? Yes or no? I forget.
I am around for sure. So if John wants to join me for, you know, an hour or 2 hours or something, we can talk whatever. That's fine with me. Or if we find a different way to do it, Dorf, then we find a different way to do it.
I'm gone next week. Hopefully I'll be in Alaska for the next couple of weeks. And then, so we'll have to figure out 1 week. But it sounds like next week you guys can handle it. Mike, you can figure things out other than that. But, yeah, otherwise.
Yeah, I'm good for next week.
All right, cool. Appreciate you as always, John. You know that. Have a super day.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Take care. We'll chat. And Andy, have a great vacation. Mike, you and I will chat next week. And take care, guys.
All right. We got to take a pause.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
All righty, welcome back into the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can join us. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. Mike Wilson, we got a lot of things we can talk about, brother. It doesn't make a difference. We can talk NFL. We can talk NBA. We can talk the Golf Championship, which is happening, obviously, right in back of us today. The U.S. Open, where the golf course has been extremely daunting. Look, man, I'm a golfer. You know that. You're a golfer. That place would eat the hell out of us, man. I'm sorry. I like to think I got game, but holy, you know what? That course would just eat the living daylights out of us, and that rough and some of those shots are just incredibly daunting, and blind shots and wind shots, just so much you got to deal with, and a lot of length out there too. So Will Zalatoris, baby, that's my guy. It's kind of funny because I had 3 guys that I was really watching: Sam Burns, Will Zalatoris, and Rory McIlroy. Those are my 3 guys that I was kind of keeping track of this week, brother.
Yeah, I don't blame you. The one guy that I was keeping track of is Rory. I like Rory. I root for him. I think he should have more major championships than he does. At the same time, look, Rahm is right up there. He's a stroke behind the leaders, that Patrick and Zalatoris. The U.S. Open is not an easy course. I mean, it is the one major to me over the years that you need to bring your A game, because the USGA is going to find a course and make that course a bear to play. And you mentioned it in your opening, like, look, you got the rough, you got these sand traps, you got length out there. You got to bring it. And every time the U.S. Open concludes and there's a winner, I look at that guy like, yeah, absolutely, he was the best golfer this weekend, because that course is going to challenge it. And talk about chewing us up and spitting us out. It's chewing some PGA guys up and spitting them out big time as well. So this is the U.S. Open is always fun to watch. It was always something that my father and I and my brothers, we would sit down on Father's Day and watch the last round, and you know, kind of a traditional kind of thing with us. But in the end, I think out of the 4 majors, it's probably the toughest one to me, with the British Open being the next toughest.
10 guys sitting at even par or better. And like you said, Will Zalatoris and Matt Fitzpatrick, both at 4 under, the 2 leaders, John Rahm at 3 under, Scottie Scheffler at 2 under. And he got it to 6 under yesterday on Saturday. And I'll tell you what, he was firing, man. And then all of a sudden that course got the better of him. Adam Hadwin, he's been up there around the leaderboard the whole time. This Joel Damon guy, I'm actually pulling for him. I don't know if he's going to have enough in the tank to make a charge, but why not pull for guys like that? He's got 1 major, or not 1 major, but 1 victory on the tour, and
you know what? It's good seeing guys like that on top of the leaderboard. I'd like to see Keegan Bradley make a little bit of a run. I know he's familiar with the area. He's from that area in Boston and has a lot of people kind of pulling for him out there. John Rahm was on his way to being five under and being the outright leader. And then the 18th hole took care of him. And I'll tell you what, finishing that 18th hole finishing is going to be unbelievable. That's the Curtis Strange bunker that they have there. And throughout the years, it's changed quite a bit. It's gotten more challenging. So 10 players at the US Open at par or better, that tells you something. Okay. And like you said, these are professional golfers, man, where this golf course is literally taking them to their knees. And it's fun, like, hearing the commentary every now and then when guys are struggling out on the course. And, you know, John Rahm, a couple few times, there were shots that he made that I thought were, like, pretty good. And then all of a sudden you hear John, what the hell? Where's the wind? Like, this and that and the other, complaining about stuff. So this course, it's mental, it's physical, and it's going to get the best of you if you're not headstrong. And I think we saw Scottie Scheffler go through a 4 or 5 hole downfall where he just wasn't himself on Saturday. And I think that you really, really have to keep your emotions in check. And the reason I'm going this route is because the guy that I've there's two guys, and they're leading right now. It's been Will Zalatoris, who seems unflappable. And then you have Matt Fitzpatrick, who has the experience of winning that U.S. amateur at this same particular golf course 9 years ago in 2013. So those two guys, to me, they've held this course off the best emotionally, physically, mentally, however you want to break it down. Those two guys, up until this round, to me, have shown the most teeth and the most grit against a golf course that is really, really challenging, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. They've shown the most grit, the most determination. And, you know, what we always talk about, you know, this team has this kind of experience in the playoffs or the finals, or, you know, they have these veterans that have all this experience and, you know, that kind of thing. Well, same could be said for golf. I mean, look, you mentioned it. These two guys have history at this course. They know how to play this course. They've had some success at this course in the past. And that counts for something, especially on the PGA. You know, the more times you play a course and the more times you're familiar with the course, the better you probably are typically going to play that course. So it's not exactly surprising that these two guys at the top of the leaderboard, and guys like, you know, Mickelson and DJ and guys that you would think would have the game to kind of do this, are getting spit up and done with by this course in Boston.
I wasn't even going to mention that name because it really wasn't worth the time or the effort from me. But hey,
right.
I ain't mad at you. Look, the bottom line is this. Rory, to me, on Saturday, made a lot of winning-type putts where he made 8 of 9 like on 8 of 9 greens, he had one putts or something like that. He had a run like that. You figure that, like, if he two putts half of those, he's completely out of the mix. So look out for guys like Rory. Look out for guys like Sam Burns who have just done enough to keep themselves in the mix a little bit. And I'm telling you what, man, Keegan Bradley, I don't know why, but for some weird reason, I feel like it could be somebody that's a group or two back, maybe three groups back, because all the pressure, all the cameras are going to be on Will and Matt to go out there and perform. And, you know, John Rahm and Scottie Scheffler, think about that pairing, bro. I mean, come on now, dude.
Yeah.
We're seeing some of the best in the world right now. And it's like, you just have to go out there and you have to appreciate what we're seeing on the PGA Tour. And, you know, I was just giving you a hard time about mentioning those other couple people that you did. But at the end of the day, it's a Sunday. And I'm telling you right now, We're not missing them, okay? We're not missing them at all.
Right.
We've got the Will Zalatorises of the world. We got the Matt Fitzpatricks of the world. We got the John Rahms, the Scottie Schefflers, the Keegan Bradleys. And it's a heavy, if you look at it, very heavily USA leaderboard too. So something for all of us to kind of embrace and hope that a fellow countryman can go out there and get this done, right?
Oh, absolutely. You're always typically, you know, rooting for a player from the U.S. to win the U.S. Open. But basically for me, all my life, Dorf, it has been, I just want to see good golf. I want to see these guys hit shots. I want to see them get close. I want to see them struggle so, you know, they can feel your pain and my pain when we're hacking around on these other courses around town kind of thing. But at the end of the day, I just want to see good golf. And this leaderboard shows us that we're going to see some good golf down the stretch today.
Do you have a dog in the race? Do you feel like are you pulling for anybody? Who's your guy today?
I don't really have a dog in the hunt kind of thing. I'd like to see Zalatoris or Fitzpatrick win it. I think it'd be a great story for either one of these. It'd be a great story. You know what? It would be a great story for anybody to win the U.S. Open. You know, and any of these guys that are on the board right now are more than worthy of it. Of course, I'd like to see McIlroy win it or John Rahm, but if you can get me Zalatoris or Fitzpatrick to win this, and the backstory that they have with this course, that's all I need.
I think John Rahm, there's a story right there, obviously the defending U.S. Open champion, right? So if he can go back-to-back, there's something there. For Scotty, I like the story for Scotty. I mean, think about it. The guy got a green jacket. This guy could win two majors in the same year. Will Zalatoris, who's a guy that's been chasing leaderboards. He's been chasing these major leaderboards lately, right? Like it'd be a really cool story to see Will be able to pull this thing off. Adam Hadwin, the Canadian. Look, that would be kind of cool. Keegan Bradley, like, again, there's so many storylines up top. Joel Damon, if this guy could pull it off, this guy's won once on the tour, man. Like, come on, dude. That's the other thing about PGA golf, and I always say this to you all the time. There's so many first-time winners, man. It that, to me, is what makes golf so much more unique and special than any other sport, is the fact that truly – anybody can win on any given weekend, dude. It's not like, yeah, do certain guys win a little bit more often than others? Absolutely. But there's never a week where anybody in that field can't go out there and dominate that golf course, Mike. And to me, that's what makes golf truly unique and truly special.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you get different winners every week. You get different stories that pop up, and, you know, like you said, these guys go out and earn their paycheck, because if you're not playing well, you don't get paid. You don't make the cut. You don't get the money. You know, everybody walks away very unhappy. So these guys got to bring their A game every week to be successful on the tour, and to see these guys play at this level on this difficult of a course, it's something special to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what these guys can do with the ball, the way that they can zip it back, the way that they can make it shoot forward. The escapability that professional golfers have is absolutely remarkable. And quite frankly, it's a skill that guys like you and I, we have to have every single time we go out on a golf course. They have it all. They have every single shot, and they can do anything they want with the ball. We got to take a break. I hear that music. We'll come back, and we'll wrap this out. Fun Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. We'll be right back, everybody.
The If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfont Sports. Facebook, Dorfont Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfont Sports there. All right, brother, we haven't gotten to it. We will, though. NBA Finals, they came and went. The Boston Celtics went down to the Warriors. They win 3 straight games. Boston's up 2-1, and then all of a sudden it falls apart on them. I know you got to have a thought. I know you got to have a feeling, man. Talk to me.
I definitely have thoughts. I definitely have feelings about it. One, you know what? Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. I mean, look, they showed that they have championship pedigree in Steph Curry. I mean, come on. I mean, the guy just put the team on his back, carried that team, and wins his first, finals MVP, and wins his 4th ring, and, you know, the whole – everybody's talking about him versus LeBron now, that whole thing, which is kind of silly to me. It's just enjoy greatness. Just let the guy enjoy his championship, for crying out loud, before he start making comparisons. But, two, look, you know, everybody knows I'm a Boston Celtics fan. I ride and die with them. I'm still going to ride and die with them. But they shot themselves in the foot a bunch of times. They couldn't dribble the ball. And when I talk about them, I talk about Jaylen Brown. I talk about Jason Tatum. They're two big studs. I swear to God, I was throwing stuff just about because they couldn't hang on to the ball. Drove me nuts, but we can get that on the other side, man.
We'll get after it. Anyways, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson, a disappointed Celtic fan. I'm Andy Dorf, and I'm a disappointed Milwaukee Buck fan. So be it. It is what it is. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
A Uvalde police officer had the opportunity to shoot the gunman before he entered the school, but did not take the shot for fear of hitting children, according to an official briefed on the investigation. The decision is the second missed opportunity for officers who were responding to reports of a gunman outside Robb Elementary School. Additional details on the investigation into the Uvalde school shooting are expected to be released later this week. Two teachers and 19 students were killed after a gunman walked into the school through an unlocked door and opened fire. Police response to the shooting is currently being investigated by the Texas Ranger, the U.S. Department of Justice, and a special committee of the Texas Legislature. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
People are marching in London.
Thousands of people marched through central London Saturday protesting the soaring cost of living in Britain. They're demanding that the government do more to help people faced with bills and other expenses that are rising faster than their wages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been criticized for being slow to respond to the rising cost of living crisis. Demonstrators booed as they passed Johnson's official residence. Russia's war with Ukraine has crimped energy supplies and food staples across Europe. Prices were already going up as demand went up due to the economic recovery from COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
An investigative report shows that two Orange County deputies told their friends and family beloved actor Bob Saget sustained fatal head trauma before Saget's family was made aware. It's unclear what punishment the deputies have received, but both should have sought prior approval. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The city of Houston and Harris County have confirmed their first cases of monkeypox. The Houston Health Department and Harris County Public Health announced the infected patients recently traveled internationally. Monkeypox is rare and it lasts 2 to 4 weeks, and it doesn't spread easily between people without close personal skin-to-skin contact.
as firefighters are battling two wildfires that are threatening communities in Arizona. Four non-scientific buildings at Kitt Peak National Observatory, southwest of Tucson, were lost in the wildfire. The lead of the Department of Astronomy at the University of Arizona said the fire didn't appear to damage the telescope and science buildings at the observatory, though a closer examination of the site hasn't yet been made due to safety concerns. The fire was originally caused by lightning. Police in Louisville, Kentucky are searching for a suspect they believe punched the city's mayor at a popular downtown event complex. Authorities released several screen grabs from surveillance videos on their Facebook and Twitter accounts showing a man they believed is the suspect in the attack on the mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you with tons of things to talk about in the sports world, like U.S. Open Golf, like Stanley Cup Finals, like the NBA Finals being over and done with, and obviously football, NFL style, baseball, you name it, we got you covered in every shape, way, form, you name it. We love talking about it. Mike, good morning, my brother. How are you?
I am doing good, if I can just get my voice to come back for me. But, look, we've already talked PGA. We got to talk some NBA Finals. We got to talk NFL, man. Training camps are right around the corner. College football is going to be starting up. There's still a bunch we can talk about in the second hour, so let's get to it, man.
Yeah, as well, on the other side, we'll talk to Jennifer Herrera, part of the X-League Football League, and they had another game over the weekend, brother, and I think this one was like 50-19, if I'm not mistaken. That was the final score the other day, and we'll get the skinny from her on that, and obviously they've got a big game coming up here. The Arizona Red Devils do July 16th. I actually looked on the schedule. I think we originally said the 15th, but it looks like the game's going to be the 16th. So we'll talk to her on the other side, man. We'll get the skinny from her on what's all good in her world and what's happening in the X-League. We got to take a break. I hear that music, so keep it close. A ton to talk about in the sports world. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit Mike up on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. And IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. We got to take a break. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you. We are trying to track down Jennifer Herrera. We'll have her in a moment. I may need to give Robert the phone number. Oh, nope, he's got it. We're good to go. All right, cool. Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Again, you can get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, let's hook up with the real Jennifer Herrera, ex-league football player, Juicy Jen Fit on Instagram. Good morning. How are you, girl?
Good morning. How are you? I just want to first off and say happy Father's Day to everyone.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Speaking of Father's Day, there was a game over the weekend. Sound and the Los Angeles Black Storm. And I'll tell you what. Looked like the Austin Sound were pretty sound in general, winning 50-19. Their quarterback throws for 4 touchdowns. The other quarterback, if I'm not mistaken, she had like 3 interceptions. So a little bit of a go, right?
Yeah, and you know, this was a great matchup because both of these teams have a long history together. They are very seasoned teams. They have very seasoned players. So this definitely was very unexpected, especially coming from LA, you know, them with all the hype that they have, but they have, you know, the skills and the the experience to back them up. So this definitely was not what anybody was expecting, but exactly that's how the game goes. And just like you said, with the quarterback Marissa Lopez for the LA Storm throwing those three interceptions, that was rather, you know, that was really big game changers for them getting those turnovers.
So are you, hey, just before you jump in, Mike, are you watching all these games? Are you checking them out? Or, like, how are you getting your info?
Are you talking
Jennifer?
To me?
Yeah,
oh,
you
I'm
know I'm talking
sorry.
To you.
Yeah, we have. I apologize. I thought you said it.
okay.
We have, yeah, us and the girls, we have registered to be able to watch these games. You watch them on FanPass. And so you go online and you're able to watch them live.
How can people do that? Tell us a little bit how
so
we can do that.
So you go on to the X League. You go on to, you can either go on to the X League's Facebook. You go on to EXT Football on Instagram. If you want to purchase it, it's called FanPass. And you purchase a ticket, you get your link, and then you're able to go on and you can stream it live as they happen.
Mike, go ahead, brother, jump in.
No, I was just, Jen, I was just going to say the training, the practice time for you ladies is coming along. I'm sure you're seeing improvement, but what's the biggest improvement you've been seeing with you and your teammates and maybe the coaches?
I think I'm going to say that the biggest improvement, believe it or not, is not so much physical in our technical skills. I think a lot of it is going to be in the coming together and unifying us as a team in and of itself, in finding the foundation of how the girls and I communicate with each other and us getting to the level where we are hitting each other and we have this trust in each other as we're practicing that I'm not going to hold back, that like it would be an insult to my teammate if I hold back and I don't bring everything that I have, and the same goes with them. I would be insulted if they don't come at me with everything they have.
So two games are on your schedule. I'm looking at the schedule in general, and basically it looks to me like you better win, right? Because there's only
right.
four playoff teams as well. So
correct.
It looks to me like, so how would they decide? Let's say, is it possible for more than four teams to have a winning record, first and foremost? And then second of all, basically in a nutshell, you win, you're going to get in the tournament. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yes or no?
Right. So it's going to go, the playoffs, actually, just to give everybody, it's going to be August 27th. And it's going to go by record or like somewhat like a point system. And so that's kind of how it's going to go. It's going to be the top four play each other one time. And then it goes into the top two into the X Cup.
The X Cup. I love it. So,
yes.
So just out of curiosity, when you're preparing for this on a week in and week out basis, what kind of, I mean, I've seen the marks because you posted on Instagram, but
oh my God.
How much recovery time do you actually need from day to day?
Oh man, that's a really that's an interesting question, because so we have our field practices Mondays and Fridays, and then we have like a gym practice on Tuesdays. And then obviously I train on my own depending on the days. Typically what I do is I like to rest the day before either our Friday or our Monday contacts, because obviously I want to be my body a little bit more rested, not as sore while I'm hitting. Besides that, I'm training hard on those other days. On our gym days that we get together Tuesdays, I won't gym again. I'll just do cardio. It's really very planned out. I've been coaching and training for a very long time, especially with myself as far as it comes with endurance sports. And so, like, this is when you want to start stepping into, this is what separates the great from the good. You know, this is when you want to start stepping into studying and researching and playing smart. And just to be honest, like, I'm a nerd. I go to the science. I go to the books. I read a lot of NFL players. I research on a lot of NFL coaches, you know, on their tactics and things and how to approach it, you know, the smart way as best I can.
Love it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, Jen, You know, football, it's a physical game. We all know that. How much hitting do you guys do? Like, some serious hitting? Do you have practices where you're in full, you know, kind of doing the full pad kind of thing and kind of smacking, kind of getting used to it? Or is it a little bit of hitting here and a little bit of hitting there on different days? I mean, how does it vary for you guys?
Well, that's the same thing. We'll have days that we hit, some days that we hit a little bit and do a little bit more conditioning. For example, last practice we had, it was all hitting. It was all hitting, and then we kind of finish off with conditioning and sprints. And, yeah, we were full pads, and I'm talking – that's why the marks were on my arm. And we were doing just drills where we are just – it's full hitting.
What are you looking forward to the most? Is it the anticipation of actually getting out there and playing a meaningful game? Or what are you looking forward to most?
I am looking forward to seeing – what to just kind of put into play what I'm learning. I'm really, like, again, a testament to myself as an athlete. You know, I'm learning this new game, and I want to see how much I've been paying attention, because I get really hard on myself. You know, I will own up to the mistakes that I make. I will own up to my performance in a certain way. For example, there was a practice that we had not too long ago where it was about 105 when practice started, and we have our full pads on, and towards the end of the practice, and it was all conditioning. So we're like bear crawling the width of the field and sprinting back. And like, I'm talking, it was all conditioned, very hot. And I started to overheat, and I had to stop the last 10 minutes before practice was over. I was actually going to have a heat stroke. And as much as I want to blame, oh, it's hot outside and so on and so forth, no, I know better. I know that I didn't hydrate well enough the day before and the day of. I knew that. I knew that my nutrition wasn't sound enough. You know, that this is where, again, we're getting into the serious thing. I'm not like superhuman above, you know, being, you know, poisoned by the heat when it's too hot if I don't play smart. So again, it's getting down to seeing if I'm listening and if I'm playing smart, and it's a testament to myself as an athlete.
And I think that'll be a little bit of an advantage for you guys when you do play the Kansas City Force out here at Bell Park Stadium in Mesa, Arizona on July 16th, I believe is the day, or maybe it's the 15th. It is, 15th. Yeah, it is the 15th. I was reading something where it was on the 16th. Now I'm looking on this schedule, and it is on the 15th at 8 p.m. But the point is that will be your advantage in this heat against them, because you guys will have trained in it a little bit.
Oh, absolutely, especially because if they get to train indoors, and we're basically training outside. We don't practice on the field that we play on. We practice near it. There's a side field. But yeah, for sure. We're in the elements. We're out there in the mountains, and it's beautiful. It's spectacular. I actually love it. I love being outside. I grew up in Arizona. I ride my bike. If anybody follows me, sees that I'm outside riding my bike in 109 degrees. You know, it ain't no thing. And again, you can, you know, you can do it if you're hydrated. If you do it smart, you really can.
I know. I love it. It's fantastic. And bottom line is, we're pulling for you. We're excited for you. We can't wait till July 15th, to be honest with you.
I appreciate you. Seriously, I can't wait either.
It's going to be awesome. I hope Mike and I are out there to watch the game too, to be honest with you. It'll be a pretty fun time.
I hope so too.
All right, girl, have a good day. Enjoy your day. We appreciate you. Keep doing what you do, and appreciate Jennifer Herrera from the X League for joining us once again.
Thank you. Have a good morning and happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. You have a great day, too. We appreciate her. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back, and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. We just got our X-League football fix in right there. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All righty, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf hanging out with you. You can do the same. You can call us and we can chat it up about whatever you'd like at 1-800-878-7529. Can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, we haven't done this, so I've got to get into it a little bit with you. And I started it with you in a conversation a couple days ago on the phone after the Boston Celtics went down to the Golden State Warriors. And it started making me think about, is this a one-hit wonder? Are they going to be like the Atlanta Hawks? Did Ime Udoka find lightning in a bottle? And was this just a one-time thing? Or can we expect this out of the Boston Celtics moving forward? And ultimately, I feel like the Milwaukee Bucks will be right back there. I hate to say it to anybody and everybody that's listening. And quite frankly, it's going to run right back through them. But I have some concerns about your Boston Celtics, bro. I saw Jason Tatum be all that and a bag of chips, and then I saw him be less than a bag of chips. This guy went from complete greatness to just basically, you know, just vanishing. Like, let's be honest, okay? Jaylen Brown was best player on the floor for the Boston Celtics for the NBA Finals, and all the love and all the talk and all the conversation was about Jason Tatum and how he's becoming a star. I'm sorry, man, but he really let it down in the finals. He was a mere shell of himself, and I wonder how much that lingers into next year. How much trouble are the Boston Celtics really in? Because what they did was great, but at the same time, the way that it ended, it's almost like, wow, how in the hell did it end like it ended?
Right, and your concerns for the Boston Celtics are basically mine. I know I said it at some point during the show that the turnovers drove me nuts, not holding on to the ball. And I'm sitting there, Dorfield, and I just counting. Every time they turn the ball over, I'm sitting there going, okay, that's one, and it's two, and then we got up to 22, and I was supposed to be tied. But to get to your point about Tatum, I always thought the talk about Tatum being the superstar. I mean, he's a star in the league, but he's not a superstar to me. If they win the title and he plays the way that we have seen him play against Milwaukee, against Miami, and those kind of things, then you can start having the conversation about being a superstar. But we got to keep in mind, I'm like, okay, he's 24, he's 25, he's not in his prime yet. But Golden State did some things to him. They threw multiple bodies at him, and big bodies at him to kind of make him feel uncomfortable. And they did. I mean, it was obvious. I mean, he couldn't hit a shot for long periods of time to save his life. And to your point about Jaylen Brown, yeah, Jaylen Brown was the best option on the floor the whole NBA Finals for the Boston Celtics. He was the most consistent to me. His turnovers drove me nuts once again. I swear to God, Andy, when Tatum and Brown would go to the lane, they were more worried about getting contact than actually trying to finish the play.
Sure.
And you go in looking for contact, you're not going to get the call. You know, Tatum spent a whole hell of a lot of time complaining to the refs, and I'm sitting there yelling, Jason, get back on defense. Like, quit complaining. You're not that player. You're not going to get necessarily those calls that a Giannis, that a LeBron, that, any other superstar in the league, a Curry, is going to get. You haven't earned that right yet. And not that it's a right, but Andy, what I'm talking about. Like, you win some titles, you do some things in the league, you get calls. And as much as that sucks, that it's a star-driven league and the stars get the call, it is what it is. And I think Tatum may have been reading a little bit too much into how good he really is at this point, but he needs to improve his game. He missed too many free throws to me. He needs to put up 1,000 shots a day. He needs to practice. He needs to get some ball handling guys to come in and help him. Jaylen Brown needs that same thing with his ball handling, because it's sloppy, to say the least, for a guy that's, at his level. But Boston benefited from Milwaukee not having cash. They benefited from a Miami team that was banged up as well. Even though I think in the end, if all things were even, I think Miami does beat Boston beats Miami if all things are even. Now, if all things are even with Milwaukee in the series before, I think Milwaukee gets by, because Middleton's too good of a player to not get by a young and up-and-coming Boston team, which they are. Is Boston going to be in the conversation for a while in terms of coming out of the East? Yes. Are they the best team in the East? Well, they're the Eastern Conference champs, but you can make arguments for Miami. You can certainly make arguments for Milwaukee. I agree with you, Andy, that next year the East is going to go through Milwaukee again. Because cash will be back, and what that means for your Bucks. So there are some concerns, but the big concern for me is that their big two guys, Tatum and Brown, they turn the ball over too much.
Yeah,
and it just cost them, because Andy, you watched the finals. It seemed like they went through in every game a good spell of time where they're just turning the ball over every time down the court. And there was nothing that they were doing that could solve that. Udoka, no, I think Udoka's a good coach. I don't think it's necessarily lightning in a bottle, but there were some benefits for other teams not being at a full 100%. But we'll see next year. I mean, look, I mean, it's a one of those things you just got to let it play out. But in the end, I think in the upcoming season, Andy, the Eastern Conference goes through Milwaukee again.
Okay, so Andrew Wiggins did a hell of a job of defending Jason Tatum. Andrew Wiggins, in my humble opinion, is the unsung hero for the Golden State Warriors because Klay Thompson was basically nowhere to be found. And same thing with Draymond Green, okay? For all the love and all the respect that everybody's given those guys, they're forgetting that they basically made Steph do this all on his own. And Andrew Wiggins deserves a hell of a lot of the credit for being Steph's running mate, quite frankly. He was beyond good throughout the whole series, scoring, defending, rebounding. This guy was exactly what they needed, the piece to the puzzle that they didn't have. So Andrew Wiggins, in my humble opinion, the unsung hero for the Golden State Warriors. Steve Kerr now, where do we put this guy on the list of things? Wins five as a player, now has four as a coach. It's pretty remarkable what the type of career that he's had on the field, or I'm sorry, on the basketball floor, and then obviously on the sidelines of the basketball floor. So I do think there is a little bit of history and a little bit of that factor. I'm not so into calling the Warriors a dynasty. I know what they've done is very impressive over 6 years, over 8 year run. But again, to me, in this day and age, with free agency and the player movement, it's not as impressive as it was back in the 90s when you had Jordan doing it or the Detroit Pistons doing it. There's something different about it to me because of the way it gets done. It's still impressive. And Steph, he's all world, man. The guy deserves all the credit and all the accolades that he can possibly get. I know we're up against a break, too, so we'll take a break. We'll continue rapping about the sports world on the other side. Again, so much to dive into with this. Are the Boston Celtics for real? Like, do they come back? I'm not so sure. I'll be honest with you. I'm really not. Golden State Warriors, yeah, because of that championship pedigree, they will be. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, we haven't spoken about any football yet. So if you'd like, we can obviously jump into some of the talk about what's going on around the NFL right now. And continuing our conversation from last week about what's happening in Cleveland, I see a scenario, Mike. This is really crazy. I've been thinking a lot about this. I don't think that Deshaun Watson is going to play football this year. I just think there's too much going on. And then I also read something about there is potentially a way for them to get out of the $230 million guarantee. So I think that as time goes on, we're going to obviously see what develops there in Cleveland. But I'm starting to think that Deshaun Watson will not be playing next year. And I don't know if he ever winds up getting on a football field ever again as far as the NFL goes. And I do think that they will wind up getting themselves out of the mess somehow, some way. Whether it's through the players, through their organization, or somehow, some way, there is a way out of this for the Cleveland Browns, from what I have read.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be some kind of out. I saw something yesterday or a couple days ago from the Washington Post that says, you know, that Deshaun's going to be, you know, he's going to be suspended for at least the whole season. And, you know, look, for a outfit like the Washington Post to put something out there, I mean, this has to be, you know, pretty close to what it actually may be, because they're not going to put it out, put something like that out there and then have to retract it. So, you know, for me with Deshaun, he deserves to be suspended for at least the whole season. There is no doubt in my mind, when you have this many sexual harassment or sexual assault cases trying to be litigated against you, and granted, you know, there's plenty of people that go, well, nothing criminally was ever done. And I'm like, well, that doesn't mean that something didn't happen. So, you know, for me and Deshaun, his career should be done. I mean, there should be some consequences for the alleged misdeeds that he did with these different women that would come in to massage him. And there was like, what, 65 different massage therapists that came in, and the Texans, you know, got a hotel room for this to be done as well. So that, you know, the Texans are in on this. They're being sued as well. The one thing that I keep going back to, I just keep thinking, what is going through the mind of Baker Mayfield? You know, look, you're the number one overall pick in the draft, and your team that drafted you gave up on you, and they brought this other guy in, and they were going to trade Baker. What do you do if you're Cleveland? I mean, this is Andy. You and I have grown up where Cleveland's been irrelevant most of our life. Like, they've had some seasons here and there where they've been good. You know, in the Bernie Kosar era back in the 80s, they were good. But anything of consequence in the recent past, they just haven't been relevant. And now this is such, to me, a Cleveland Brown thing that they did, guaranteeing all this money to a guy that has all these allegations against him. You don't like to see stuff like this happen, because it brings stress upon the team that coaches don't like, and this is about as stressful a situation or a distraction type situation as you can get. I don't know where Cleveland goes from here, but to me, Deshaun needs to be gone. They need to somehow get out of this contract, and I'm sure there's a way through the players' union agreement or some other maybe language in the contract that allows them to get out of it. But needless to say, Andy, this is a mess that you don't wish upon your biggest enemy at all. But Cleveland put themselves in it. They got to lie in the bed. They got to figure it out.
All right, so from one mess to another mess, and this mess is completely different. It's the Lamar Jackson mess that they have in Baltimore, and obviously I'm talking about his contract. I guess here's my biggest issue with what goes on today, Mike. The guy's going to make $23 million in the final year of his rookie contract. I guess I just don't understand whatever happened to honoring your current contract. And why is it terrible to be playing for $23 million? I guess I just don't understand it. And then the other part of this that I don't understand is the NFL was always notorious for not guaranteeing contracts, right?
Right.
All of a sudden they're guaranteeing contracts and they're guaranteeing money like it's going out of style. I guess I just don't understand how things have changed so drastically in this league, where they hated paying people. They still hate paying people, but yet they're paying people all kinds of money before. And in a lot of cases, I understand it's late in people's contract and they're paying them for the body of their work. But the truth is the body of their work was all in front of them. What they're doing now is in the twilight of their career, and they're getting paid big time on the back end of their careers. I don't understand how they're doing it. So can you explain it to me?
I don't know if I can explain it to you, because I can barely explain it to myself in terms of this money and these contracts. Now, you know, some of this, like, you know, the contract that Cooper Kupp got, does Cooper Kupp deserve that money? Absolutely. Absolutely he deserves that money. You know, we got another mess here in the Valley of the Sun with Kyler Murray and his contract. You know, all the Cardinal fans are wondering when they're going to sign him to his deal. But with Lamar, you know, I mean, you see these negotiations take place in the last year of a contract with a ton of players. I mean, this is to be negotiating the last year of a guy's contract is nothing new to me. It's certainly not shocking. But to kind of take into consideration, oh, he's only going to be playing for $23 million. Like, you and I would give our you-know-what to be playing NFL football and to be being paid $23 million for a single season. Is Lamar going to get his bag eventually? Yeah, he's going to get his bag. You know, does he deserve Mahomes' money? Does he deserve Aaron Rodgers' money? No, in my book. He's still learning how to be an accurate passer. I mean, that whole thing with me, if you can't throw an accurate deep ball, if you can't throw underneath with accuracy or to the outside the numbers with accuracy, then you're not – you don't deserve that Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes kind of money. And so we'll see. I mean, look, I think you know that Lamar's negotiating his own contract. He doesn't have an agent doing it for him, which I also think is a mistake. Get the professionals in there. Get the guys that know how to negotiate this stuff, because when you sit down and you negotiate a contract, you and I both know, the owner, the GM, and anybody else is going to be sitting across from you telling you to your face what you don't do well and why you don't deserve the upper echelon $50 million a season. And for a young guy like Lamar to have to sit there and listen to that, I don't know how he's going to react to that or how he's reacted to that. So to me, get an agent in there, Lamar, and let him do his job. Yeah, do you have to give him a cut of the money? Sure, but we're talking a cut of the money that's $40 to $50 million. I think you're going to be okay in the long run, Lamar. Okay. So we'll see what happens with Lamar, and we got to see what happens with Kyler Murray for the Arizona Cardinals.
Are you a little shocked that Tyreek Hill has come out and been very critical of Patrick Mahomes and the way that they used him in that offense? Is this a little bit of sour grapes? Like, what is this all about?
I think it's a little bit of sour grapes. I don't like it. You know, look, you got traded. You got your bag. You got your money. Miami's paid you. You know, let bygones be bygones and move on. Because right now, I mean, Miami has two of the fastest wideouts you could ever want to help Tua out, and your focus should be on, you know, helping Tua and getting that chemistry going with him. If you're Tyreek Hill, this moaning and groaning about what KC did, it really should be a who cares kind of moment. For me, it is a who cares. Like, move on, Tyreek. You're in South Beach now. Let's get focused and get this team to where all Dolphin fans want them to be.
What do you think is going on there in Washington with the Commanders, with Ron Rivera getting the $100,000 fine, the two OTA practices, and then obviously what Jack Del Rio said the other day? What's going on in Washington?
Well, Washington's being Washington. I mean, you know, we just finished talking about Cleveland and how the whole situation in Cleveland is such a Cleveland thing. This doesn't shock me with Washington. Does it shock me with Ron Rivera? Yeah, because Ron Rivera to me is one of the better coaches in the NFL. He's always been real solid. He doesn't make noise. But to get fined like this, you just wonder what his thinking was. Now, the Jack Del Rio thing was, what Jack Del Rio said about the January 6th insurrection and all that whole thing, like, are you tone deaf? Do you not know what city you coach in? I mean, I was just like, wow, you're going to come out and say that, and you work in that city and how that city feels about what happened, you know, a year and a half ago. But you know, I don't blame the Commanders for fining him or the league fining him $100K. So you know, it's once again, Cleveland and Washington just have, they can't get out of the way of themselves half the time, and this is part of that.
I hear you, brother. All right, hear the music. We got to take one final pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap it up like we always do with what we call our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Father's Day version of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back to finish it up.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Father's Day version of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, it is parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Look, my parting shot goes out to all the fathers out there, all the dads that bust their butt for their kids and are present in their life. For me, my dad has passed and gone, but today I will sit around and watch the U.S. Open because that's what my dad and I used to do, and it was always a thing for us, so... You know, sit down with your dad, enjoy the time that your dad's around because it doesn't last forever.
You know, I'm going to piggyback your take there, and I'm going to say something along the lines of this. I don't get to spend Father's Day with my father much anymore because I'm in Arizona. He's in Milwaukee. I do have such fond memories of Father's Day, playing golf with my brothers and my dad, and then continuing that celebration by going to my parents' house, a tradition that was happening for, I'm going to say, somewhere around 50 years. I, throughout the years, wasn't able to obviously take part in those festivities because I'm out in Arizona. But I will always cherish and remember those days and those times of spending them with my father, playing golf on Sunday, watching the U.S. Open on Sunday, and enjoying the day with my family. If there's ever a day to spend it with your family, Father's Day would be that day. So for Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, Jennifer Herrera, Robert on the other side making it all possible, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. Take care, everybody. Happy Father's Day. Have a great week. Mike, we'll talk to you next week. I'll be in Alaska. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.